my friends, and welcome to today's encouragement from the Our Daily Bread devotional. Julie Schwab authored today's reading, and she titled it, Caring for Those in Need. Elvis Summers answered the door to find Smokey, a frail woman who stopped by regularly to ask for empty cans to return for cash. This money was her primary source of income. Elvis got an idea. "Could you show me where you sleep?" he asked. Smokey led him to a narrow patch of dirt about 2 feet wide next to a house. Moved by compassion, Summers built her a tiny house, a simple shelter that provided space for her to sleep safely. Summers ran with the idea. He started a GoFundMe page and teamed with local churches to provide land to build more shelters for others who were homeless. Throughout the Bible, God's people are reminded to care for those in need. When God spoke through Moses to prepare the Israelites to enter the promised land, he encouraged them to be open-hearted and freely lend to the poor whatever they need. This passage also noted that there will always be poor people in the land. We don't have to go far to see this is true, as God compassionately called the Israelites to be open-handed toward your fellow Israelites. We too can find ways to help those in need. Everyone needs food, shelter, and water. And even if we don't have much, may God guide us to use what we do have to help others. Whether it's sharing a sandwich or a warm winter coat, small things can make a big difference. Today's Our Daily Bread devotional scripture reading is from Deuteronomy chapter 15, verses 7 through 11. If anyone is poor among your fellow Israelites in any of the towns of the land the Lord your God is giving you, do not be hard-hearted or tight-fisted toward them. Rather, be open-handed and freely lend them whatever they need. Be careful not to harbor this wicked thought. The seventh year, the year for canceling debts, is near, so that you do not show ill will toward the needy among your fellow Israelites and give them nothing. They may then appeal to the Lord against you, and you will be found guilty of sin. Give generously to them, and do so without a grudging heart. Then because of this, the Lord your God will bless you in all your work and in everything you put your hand to. There will always be poor people in the land. Therefore, I command you to be open-handed toward your fellow Israelites who are poor and needy in your land. Let's pray. Loving God, thank you for taking care of us and making us aware of opportunities to give freely of what we have with others who are in need. Help us to sense when someone near needs our help, and give us generous hearts to fulfill that need. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thanks for listening today. I'm Tony Collier, and today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.